Imagine a digital space that's hyper-customized to meet your unique vision, where a chat with AI results in a breathtaking storefront that's got your brand all over it. A business-ready site stacked with all the e-com tools you need to manage and scale your store. Sounds like a stretch, right? Wrong. Get multi-channel selling, dropshipping, customized analytics, and a full marketing suite. All of it wrapped up in a user-friendly workspace. Head over to Wix.com and turn your vision into revenue.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Deadline to send post abroad for Christmas is fast approaching, including getting your letters to Santa in the North Pole, which is obviously the most important thing. And with me now is Anna McHugh, on PUST's Head of Corporate Communication. Anna, can we deal with the big issue first of all, Santa? What do the boys and girls have to do if they want to get a reply?
Hello, good morning. Very clear instructions from the North Pole through the postal elves here and on PUST is to get those letters to Santa as quickly as possible because it's a very busy time in the North Pole post office. So all they have to do is write their letter, stick it in an envelope as you would and address it to Santa Claus, the North Pole, stick on a stamp and post it in any unpost green postbox. That's very important. And provided the name and address details are written very clearly, Santa and the postal elves will reply just before Christmas.
So you will know that Santa got your letter. And when is the deadline for that happening? When do the boys and girls have to do that?
We'd really like to be able to deliver those letters to Santa by the end of this week, if at all possible.
All right.
Sometimes there's change of minds, you know.
Sometimes
we get a letter and then there's another change of mind. But I think at this stage, after toy shows and everything, everybody can make their mind up this week.
Okay.
And, you know, Santa has a lot of work to do.
Oh, completely. And I understand that the elves are very busy and everything. So on that basis, get the Santa letters in this week if you want to get a reply from Santa. And obviously it's very nice to get a reply, not just because it's lovely when Santa writes to you, but also for the reassurance that you know he got the letter and you know that you're okay on that front. For people sending posts that isn't to Santa, if they want to send posts to America or Australia or far-flung places, when do they need to send their letters?
Well, today is the guaranteed deadline for the United States for cards. If you had intended sending parcels to really far-flung places, really should have had that done by the end of last week.
Okay.
You could still do it, but there's no guarantee. Today is the latest guaranteed date for the USA and for around Europe. It's this coming Thursday. We'd say to people always, you know, check your addresses, seal your envelopes. If you're sending parcels, always include a return address. It's really important so that if anything, if there's bad weather or something can't be delivered, you know, we can get the items back to you. But following the storm, things are looking good now. We've lots of parcels due in this week. We'll probably hit 3 million parcels.
Goodness.
In Ireland. So it's
your own elves are very busy, I would imagine. Maybe lastly, I know you mentioned bad weather there as an issue. We have obviously had quite a lot of bad weather. We're just off the back of Storm Dara. Are there delays and backups for people who might have been expecting deliveries already this week or expecting their deliveries to land somewhere else this week?
Well, you know, thankfully, there's a huge amount of people buying online within Ireland from Irish companies. That's flowing through really well. We've parcel operations now automated and we've invested around the country. Obviously, those ferry deliveries and ferry delays, have caused us a little bit of delay, but we'll be ready and waiting tomorrow when they start to flow through. And better that storm happened, you know, last weekend than the coming weekend. We'll be delivering again nationally this coming Saturday and post offices will be open all day. So we're ready for what's coming.
Okay. And post offices are open all day on Saturday or just until lunchtime?
All day on Saturday.
Okay. All right.
We expect it to be a very busy day.
Look, thank you very much for all that. Basically, the ASAP. Get your post ASAP this week if you want any kind of guarantees. Thank you very much. That's Anna McHugh there on PUST's Head of Corporate Communications.
Playing with an idea for a side hustle, but just don't have the time to do it? Well, with Wix, you get the freedom to build a successful side business online while keeping your other priorities front and center. And don't worry if you don't have all the answers. Who does, right? Our chat-based AI can guide you through the process, creating a website that's as unique as you are, no matter what your field. From starting your part-time passion to growing it into your full-time career, go to Wix.com to get started.